This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Will of my Father. The will of my Father. In the passages we're going to read today, we see Jesus talking a lot about not his will, but the will of the Father. Okay? I think if we look at that today, and if we can just a little bit think about our own lives, you know, do we try to do our will, or do we focus every day on doing the will of the Father? It's a good question. Amen? You don't have to answer me, yes or no. I hope it is a yes, that's what you want to do. So let's look at this today for a little bit. I think you'll be interested in what we see here. We're going to go to a couple different references, but I want you to begin with me in Matthew 12, if you would. Matthew chapter 12. I really enjoy the Gospels. I don't know. I was telling somebody this week, somebody was telling me about what they've been reading and how they were getting blessed, and they were reading in the Gospels. You know, the Gospels are so powerful. That's where we have all the sayings of Jesus. Everything he spoke and did are in the Gospels. It's just so powerful for us to read them and relate them to our lives. In Matthew 12, verse 46 to 50, I want you to pay attention here. What Jesus says here as he's talking. He says in verse 46, "While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren." And he says, "Thy brethren, they stand without, desiring to speak with thee." Let me go back and read that whole thing. I kind of lost my spot. He said, "Then one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee." Now look at what he begins to say in verse 48. "But he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother?" He poses a question, amen? "And who are my brethren?" Who's my mom? And who's my brothers today? You know, who's my family? If I wanted to change that a little bit, because that's what he's saying, amen. And in verse 49, he says, "And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples, and he said, Behold, my mother and my brethren." Now here's the verse I want you to really pay attention to. He says, "For whosoever shall do," one little word, amen, "do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother." Jesus, as I read the word and see how Jesus interacted, Jesus always knew what to say. Amen. He always knew what to say in a particular spot. And as this came up, he knew what to say to these people. Amen? He says to them, "You know what? Who is really my mom? And who really are my brothers and my sisters?" And he really makes a point to them, as he's making to us, it's whoever will do the will of my Father. Amen. You notice he didn't say, "my will." Jesus didn't say, "my will," but "the will of my Father." Okay? Today, that's what I want to talk to you a little bit about. The will of my Father. Now, you could say, "Pastor Rich, well, what is the will of my Father?" And I could say to you, that could take a long time to tell you. Amen? I could tell you this. You need to read your Bible. Amen? Because this is the will of our Father. Amen. All of it. Praise God. There's much for us to know today. But I want to look at just a few things with you today on this topic. And I want you to think about the will of the Father. And I want you to think about doing. Okay? Doing today. Amen. There's a lot in the scripture that we're going to, even today, we'll look at some points. Is how many know that God wants us to be a doer? Thank you, Brother Frank. Praise God. I got somebody on my side. I'm going to take that one and run with it today. Amen. Doing. Okay? Doing. Praise God. How many know today if somebody gave you a job, but you only showed up half the days that you were supposed to, how many know you wouldn't have that job too long? Got quiet here again. Amen. You must do. Right? To earn your wage, you must do. Okay? Your employer is going to pay you if you do what you're supposed to do. Maybe get even a bonus, praise God, if you even exceed what was expected of you. Amen. Today, I hope that we want to exceed even what God expects of us. Anybody with me today? Amen. How many want to really please God? Amen. Who really want to do and not just say His will? Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want you to turn with me in Matthew. We're going to just move over a few chapters. Matthew chapter 7. So go back just a few verses, a few chapters. In this chapter, Jesus is continuing the Sermon on the Mount. A lot of direction here and words of wisdom that He's speaking to the disciples. And we want to kind of trigger in on a little bit of that here today. In Matthew 7, verses 12 to 23, we're going to look at this. This all lines up with what we just read. In verse 12 of Matthew 7, first point I want you to really look at here, when we think about the will of God, doing the will of God, well, here's a point for us today. It says in verse 12, "Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets." How many know this is called the golden rule? Amen? It's a rule, but it's a golden rule. There's a reason why it's called the golden rule. Amen? This is something that we can live our lives by. Amen? Jesus tells them here, He says, you know what? Whatever you want men and women to do to you, you know, you do it to them also. Amen? If you do what you want them to do to you, you know what? You're going to be happy today. Amen? Meaning, treat people like you want to be treated. Amen? Treat people like Jesus treated people. Amen? It's a golden rule here today. He says here, this is how you can live your life. He says, this is the law and the prophets. Let me just put it this way. This is the will of God. It's another way of saying it. This is the law. This is what the prophets spoke about. This is the Word of God. This is the will of the Father. Amen? So, you know, today we need to maybe look at ourselves a little bit. And if somebody recently maybe has not treated us so good, I would pose a question for all of us is, well, how did we treat, though, that person? Amen? Maybe we did something we shouldn't have to someone, and now they have responded to us in a negative way instead of a positive way. Because if you want people to do good by you, you got to do good by them. Amen? At work, if you're part of a team at work and you have co-workers, and if they expect you to do your part and you expect them to do theirs, you know what? If everybody does their part, you're going to be successful. Amen? Something's going to work. You're going to be successful on your job. Amen? But if you slack off on your part, you know what? It affects somebody else today. Amen? So, it's like a mirror here today when we read about doing the will of the Father. You know, We need to look at ourselves before we look at anybody else. And are we doing to others like we want them to do to us? You know, do we love people like we want people to love us? And, you know, Jesus, I'm not going to turn to these scriptures, but Jesus in the Gospels, he talks to his disciples and he says, you know what, if you just love those who are family, what difference are you making? Amen? If you just love those who you know, but you don't care for anybody else and you don't say hello to anybody else and you don't show kindness to anybody else, what makes you different than the average person? Amen? So we today have to take that step. Amen? We have to live our lives. If we can do just this, I think our lives would be much more prosperous even. Amen? If we just follow one rule here. Interesting. Let's go on here because there's more here. It says in verse 13, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction." And interesting, he says here, "And many there be which go in thereat." Wow. Verse 14, "Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Wow. This is Jesus speaking. How many know who's talking here? Amen. He's saying, you know what? There's two ways. There's two gates. There's two ways we can go. And he kind of lays it out before the people here. He says, there's one way that the gate is wide. Okay. And the way is broad. Meaning, whatever you want to do, it's okay. How many know that's the world saying today, right? Whatever you want to do, it's okay. If Steve wants to marry Joe, it's okay. It's broad. Amen. Oh, if you just want to live with that person and not get married to that person, it's okay. The way is broad. Oh, if you at work, if you, you know, cheat a little bit and you take some of the supplies as long as nobody knows, it's okay. Nobody, as long as nobody sees you, man, the company's full of money. It ain't going to hurt them. It's all right. Broad way. Amen? You know, however you feel, it's okay. Do it, right? That's what Jesus is trying to say here. Do you get this today, church? It's a broad way, but it leads to what? Destruction. Wow. And you need to catch this today. He says, you know what? Many are going to be that go that way. Many. Then he talks about the other way. He says here, it's a straight gate. It's straight. Like an arrow, you know. Those who like to hunt, have a bow and arrow. I like to hunt, haven't done it for a while. But boy, my arrow, it has to be straight for it to work right. Amen? Jesus says, this gate, it's straight. Right? There's no crookedness in it. There's no, you know, confusion. There's no wandering in your mind. He says, this gate is a straight gate, and the way is narrow. Okay? It's narrow. Like right here. Okay? When we have our greeting in the morning, we always have a traffic jam right here. Because this way is narrow. Amen? We don't have a lot of room. So I'll use this as an example. This is straight, and it's narrow. Okay? If you follow this, you know you can't go that way. Right? If you keep going this way, you're not going to be able to go this way. Amen? It's a straight and narrow path. Amen? Jesus says, this is the other way that you can take if you want. And he says, it'll lead you to life. How many want life today? Oh, hallelujah. But look at what he says. He says, there's only going to be a few that find it. Oh, Lord. Are you one of those few today? Amen. Isn't that awesome today that God has gotten your attention and has put you on this straight and narrow way where many today are out there in that broad way. Okay? In that gate that is wide, where the world says you can do whatever you want and it's all right for the time being. Amen. But destruction's waiting later. Man, Jesus, he kind of narrows it down here. Interesting, he brings this out after he talks about the golden rule. I think that there's a lot there that we maybe haven't seen in the past, okay? If we do the golden rule, you know what? That's going to help us stay on that straight and narrow gate. Ooh, got real quiet here. Thank you, Frank. Praise God. That's what he's really trying to direct us here. If we allow that golden rule to really guide our life, you know what? It'll help us to walk this straight and narrow way. Because it's straight, church. Amen. There's no indecisiveness in this way that Jesus is talking about. And sad to say, he says, few are going to be that find it. All right? Now look at what he says here as we go on. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Amen? The fruit test. We got to always test the fruit. Amen? It didn't say about judging here. Let's make that clear as we read. Nothing here about judging. But he says you'll know them by their fruit. Okay? Fruit. Let's look at what he says here. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Different kinds of fruit. Right? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. Amen. But he says here, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Amen. So, it's either good or it's evil. There's no in between. I don't see no in between here, do you? No. Either good fruit from a good tree or a bad tree with evil fruit on it. He's trying to make a point. I think he's relating this to what he said earlier, too, about the two ways. Okay? Let's go on. He says, and a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. You know, it's either one or the other. There's no in between here. Okay? And you think about it. When you go get fruit from a tree, it either has good fruit or it doesn't. Usually, all the fruit is either good or all the fruit is pretty much either bad. Okay? It's funny how Jesus here, he's talking about people here, but he uses this paraphrase, amen, about the trees. We're trees. We're trees bearing fruit. How's our fruit today, church? I hope it's good, amen? Needs to be good. Praise God. Look at what he says as we go on. Verse 19, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wow. As judgment again coming for those trees that are bringing evil fruit. For those who decided, you know what, I'm going to play around a little bit. I don't want to walk this straight gate, this straight way. You know, I'm too young. My life is, I'm too young. I got to explore a little bit. I want to go down this broad way. Well, circumstances and consequences are going to come, is what Jesus is saying. Now look at verse 31. This is one you need to pay attention to with the message today. Or verse 20. He says, wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. Second time he said it. Okay? When you see something repeated twice or three times, it's for you to get your attention. Amen? You're going to know someone by their fruit. Okay? Verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Here it is though. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Didn't we just read that in Matthew 12? He says, not everybody, church, who says, oh, Lord, Lord, oh yeah, Jesus is my Lord, but you never see him at church. Amen? Oh, yeah, Jesus is Lord, but you see him stealing on the job. Right? Not everybody who says this is going to enter into the kingdom. Amen? How many know today, it's not just enough to say, I believe, even though that's the beginning today. Amen? We must say, I believe. How many believe in Jesus today? Amen? We understand salvation is free. I'm not talking about you earning your salvation today. How many know where I'm going with this? Amen? It's been given to you. It's free. But after you receive the gift, what are you doing with it? Amen? See, you receive salvation, receive truth, so that you can now apply it to your life and do something with it. Amen? Like a good tree. Amen? Bringing out good fruit. Praise God. At work, people should see, man, this person's different than so-and-so. Amen? They're always smiling. Praise God. They never have a negative thing to say. Do you know people like that? Amen. Hopefully a lot of them right here. Amen. That people can see you're glowing with the glory of the Lord. You just have a great outlook on life. Because you know what? God has made a difference in your life. Amen. You see the fruit of you walking through that straight gate and that narrow way. God has what? Changed you. Amen. I didn't say made you perfect today. Because we're not there yet. Amen. We're all getting there. Praise God. But fruit, you know. So he says, you know what? This is like a service test. Amen. Service test of our fruit. So you can't go by just what somebody says. Amen. You know, your life will bear witness. Praise God. People will see who you are. If you're for real or not. If you're really a Christian, if you really love God, you don't necessarily have to say Jesus is Lord. Your life says it today. Ooh, I should have got some more amens on that one. Right? Your life will show it. Jesus is Lord. Why? Because of what you do. Amen? You are, Paul said, an epistle read of all men. Your life is a book today. Amen? And what you do shows people how you love God, how you serve God, and how you want to be a witness to other people. Amen. Fruit all over. Praise God. Let's go on here in this last part here. He says in 22, but many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works. You know, some people are going to say that when Jesus comes back. Lord, I did this for you. I did this for you. I did this for you. But look at what Jesus says. He says, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Wow. That's some strong words, church. Amen. So, you know, not everybody is what they say they are today. You know, and these people he's talking about here, something's not right. Amen? Because how many know today, you can have the outward actions, but if it's not right in your heart, it ain't for real. Somebody should have said some amens there. Amen? Your heart, you know, I believe he's talking about people here who it was just a false profession. Amen. But their heart, where was their heart? Okay? The heart is the key today. Amen. How's our heart today, church? You know, here's what the Lord gave me, and I wrote it down. I'm kind of going a little bit ahead of myself, but is our heart saved today? Wow, that's a strong statement. Is our heart saved? Amen. My heart, is my heart saved? If my heart's saved, you know what? My mind's going to be saved, and my body will show it today. But I got to get saved here first. Amen? Can't just be up here, because that ain't going to last. Amen? I'm going to end up going back on that broad way if my heart's not saved. Amen? Because this works with this. You know, and then these two working together, it comes out in my body, what I do. All right? You'll know people by the way they are. It's very obvious here, okay? So just saying, Lord, Lord, that's not enough. Jesus says it again to us. He says, you got to be one who does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And he doesn't elaborate on that. It's real simple, he says. Do God's will, okay? He didn't say you got to be perfect. He said, do my will. Do the will of my Father. Like they knew what it was. And I bet you today, if I was to ask you, most of you would say, yeah, I know what the will of God is. Even though we don't always do it, we know it. Okay? In the Scriptures, we read that in the heart of men and women, God has placed in us with the Word and through His Spirit that we would know what is right from wrong. Amen? We do. Most of the time, we do. Even people who are not saved, they have a notion of what is right and wrong. They do. They just tend not to sometimes want to do what's right because maybe their flesh is involved and they're going to gain something out of it maybe. So they don't do necessarily what's right. They do what's good for them. Got real quiet on that one. Okay. I want you to turn to another section. This will be our last part we're going to look at today. Luke 6. Turn with me to Luke 6. Anybody getting something today? All right. Praise God. The will of my Father. Luke 6, we want to look at just a few verses here. 45 through 49. This kind of goes right into what we just left reading in Matthew. All the Gospels pretty much have the same thing said, but sometimes a little bit different, depending on the writer, okay? But in here we see in Luke 6, 45 to 49, he says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. Amen? Here it is, the heart, right? We talked about good fruit, a good tree. Now we talk about a heart that's good, right? He says here, but an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil, for out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. Amen? So it really made sense what the Lord told me, is my heart saved? Amen? How's my heart? Because what's in the heart is going to come out. Amen? What's in my heart, you know what? It's going to come out. Praise God. By what I say and by what I do. Because it's deep. Amen? The heart is the center of our life today, church. The heart. Okay? So he talks here about the heart. And look at verse 46. He says, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Wow. You talk about slapping them right there. You talk about a rebuke. Okay? He shook them up right there. He said, you're calling me Lord, Lord, but you ain't doing the things I tell you to do. I like the Amplified Bible. It says it this way. You're calling me Lord, Lord, but you don't practice what I tell you to do. Wow. I mean, we got to practice what we know. Amen? And it needs to come from the heart. Okay? If any one of us today is struggling with this Christian walk, then I would say to you, how's your heart? Okay? Maybe there's some heart issues there that God needs to work on with you. You need to maybe let go of some things deep inside because that's where the problem probably is, okay, in your heart. Yeah, you may have some problems in your mind too, but the heart is so key, okay? He says, you know, don't even call me Lord, Lord, but you don't listen to me. Wow. Pretty powerful statement here. From the heart, okay? Let's go on and read this last part. He says, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them. There it is. Again, it's not enough just to hear today. But he says, not only the one who hears, but who does them, I will show you whom he is like today. So God now is making a point. Jesus is making a point. It's not enough just to hear the word of God, but we got to do it. Amen. Be a doer. Praise God. Do. It's a small word, doer, but it's so powerful. Amen. Look at what he says. He's going to show you an example of who this person is like, all right? He says in 48, he is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock, and when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. So, first point here, he talks about this person who built a house on a rock. Amen? On a what? A firm foundation. Amen? This church is built on a good foundation. Otherwise, it couldn't hold us for all these years. Amen? You have to have what? A good foundation, a solid foundation. And he relates here to this person who has Jesus as their foundation. Amen? Because you know what? In life, there's going to be a lot of trials and storms are going to come and problems and issues, and the devil's going to try to what? Shake you? Amen? But let me tell you, church, if you're on that rock, oh, hallelujah, the rock of Jesus, you know what? Your house ain't going to fall off. Amen? You're going to be steady, praise God, because Jesus is your foundation. Amen? Yeah, you might get teetered a little bit this way, and, you know, you might, you know, move you a little bit, but you're not going to be off that foundation, okay? He stabilizes you. Who? Jesus, the rock of our foundation, amen? But see, if we're just hearing but not doing, we're going to be shaky today. See, because this is the foundation, amen? Jesus and His Word. So when He speaks and we apply into our life what He says, you know what? We're going to be stable. Amen. We're going to be doing, praise God. Doesn't mean everything's perfect. I'm not saying that. But you're going to be okay. Anybody want to be okay today? You'll be okay, right? Because you have become a doer, not just hearing. You're applying. But look at what he says about the other person. He says, but he that heareth and doeth not. So a lot of people hear, but they don't do. He says, it's like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth. The earth, or let me put another word here, the worldly system could be the earth here. That you're building your foundation on this world, on this earth. Look at it that way. What's going to happen here, he says, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. Wow. So, and the ruin of that house was great. So today, you know what? There's people who have a foundation that is sand. Okay? Sand. At our house, we had a problem the last 2 years with the discharge line. Okay? That water shoots out. And 2 years ago when it happened, my line froze. So I had to have somebody come out and he put a new line out there, but it didn't have an extension, okay? So that water line was going right by the sidewalk in front of my house porch. And you know what? That water was causing that area to become a hole. We got a little bit of a hole we got to fill with sand. Not sand. We put in some sand and we put in some dirt, and you know what? It didn't do nothing to it. I had a new guy come out and he said, you got to put some stone in here to settle this. There's a point to be made there. You know, do we have a sandy foundation or do we have a foundation that's built on some rock? Because the rock won't move. That sand we put in there and that dirt, it just washed through. It's still the same. And our sidewalk seems to be like lowering a little bit. All right? If I don't do something to that thing, it's going to keep sinking. Amen? Sinking sand. Frank knows this real well. He does this kind of work all the time. Okay? Concrete. You got to have the right mix. Right, Brother Frank? If you don't have the right mix, it ain't going to work. Right? So Jesus says, you know what? There's people who are going to build their house on the earth or on sand. And you know what? When trouble comes, man, that house is going to fall. And you know what? The ruin of that house is going to be great. Wow. He didn't say, oh, it would just be bad for a little bit. He said, no, your house is going to get wiped out. How many know that today? If we're allowing this world system that we live in, the earth, to be our foundation, it's a matter of time before we get wiped out. But, on the other hand, if we're like this wise person, and I know there's a lot of wise people here today, amen? There's a few of you. Some of you, I got to pray for you then, amen? You should all say, yes, I'm wise, Pastor Rich. Don't make me be afraid here about this point. All right? He says, be like this wise man who not only listened and heard this, but he said, I'm not just going to listen to it, but I'm going to apply it to my life. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to put it to use. You know, I want to be that tree that is bearing what? Good fruit. Hallelujah. I don't want no evil fruit coming out of me. Amen. I want people to see the life of Jesus coming in me and coming out of me. Amen. What comes in got to go out. Amen. So, he says here, you know, a strong foundation. Praise God. It's really powerful here. I'm going to give you a couple scriptures as I close here this morning. You don't need to turn to them. In Ephesians 6:6, just listen as I read this to you, talking about the heart again. It says here, not with eye service as men pleasers, but we need to be as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. You see, there's a lot of people who struggle with Christianity because their heart's not right today. Ooh, can I get an amen? Praise God. When your heart's right, you're not backsliding, amen? When your heart's right with God and God has your heart, you're in here for the long haul. Amen. There's not a person going to stop you from turning your way from Christ, amen? There ain't going to be a group of people, somebody at work or somebody you don't get along with at church. Those are excuses today, amen? If your heart is right with God and you're serving Him from the heart, you're in this for the long haul, amen? In John 13:17, it says this, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Oh, I got to read that scripture again. That's a powerful verse. It says, if you know these things, do you know this? He says, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. See, it's not enough to just know them or hear about them. You got to do them. Amen? You got to be a doer. God says, do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. It's not hard. It's simple. It becomes a lifestyle. A couple more verses. James 1:22 says this. You know this verse. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. A lot of people are deceived today. They think they're on their way to heaven, but they're really not. They're trying to make themselves feel good, or the devil's trying to make them feel good. Amen. Can't just hear, gotta do. Works hand in hand. Amen. And I know we're doers here, but I'm encouraging you to be a greater doer. Amen. Greater. Don't ever get to a point and say, that's it, Pastor Rich. I met my limit. I can't do no more. I understand we all can only do so much. I understand that. But I'm saying your heart's got to be that, Lord, can I do more? What can I do for you, God? Amen? That's where we need to be. In 1 John 2:17, it says, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. Listen to this. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Oh, hallelujah. That's a powerful verse. He says the world's going to pass away. All the lust that's in the world, all the corruptness that's in the world, it's all going to be washed up one day. Amen. But he that does the will of God abides forever. 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 Oh, man. That's powerful. Praise God. That's me and you. Amen. Here's what I wrote. To do is to live out what you know. Let me say that again. To do. I'm talking about being a doer. To do is to live out what you know. What you know. What you know. Amen. And what you know is the Word of God. Or needs to be the Word of God. Don't let the world tell you how to live. You need to tell the world how to live. You're the light of the world. They're darkness. We're the light. Amen. And the Bible says, don't put your light under a bushel. Let your light come out. Amen. Show people it's great to be a Christian. Say, you need to come to church with me. Get some truth. Amen. Being what? A doer. So to do is to live out what you know. And what you know needs to be the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. Let's stand today. Man, I hope that did something to you. It did something for me. Praise God. I want to do for the Lord. Amen. Yeah, we all have our moments. I understand that. But never lose heart, church. Don't lose heart. God loves you. He cares for you. And He just wants you to follow Him. Follow His will. Don't make it complicated. Don't make it hard. Don't let the devil play mind games with you. He's good at that. Let me say that. He's good to play mind games with you. He'll take one little thing and he'll just turn it around and over in your head till you lose it. Don't let him play mind games. All right? Say, get out of here, devil. When he begins to play with your mind or put thoughts, say, I cast those thoughts out. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. I cover myself with the blood. Amen? The blood is powerful today. Amen. Put the devil under your feet. Amen. If you know His Word, you're going to do it. Okay? And you're going to do what He wants you to do. Praise God. So today, as I close in prayer, maybe you this is you. Say, Pastor Rich, I struggle with this. Amen. One day, I'm 100%, and then it seems one day I'm 50. All right? Maybe it's not always a heart issue. Maybe it's a mind issue. I don't know. It can be different things today. But today, let today become a new beginning for you. Okay? If you need to be strengthened in this area, I'm going to ask you to come up here and I want to pray individually for you. Okay? That God would just bless you and maybe do some heart surgery today. Amen? That He'll do some new things in your heart. Praise God. That you would feel strengthened in your heart. That you would know, you know what, God, I can do this with your help. Praise God. I can be strengthened. And I don't want to be just a hearer today. I want to be a doer also. Okay? So as I pray, if that's you, and don't be, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. We all need help from time to time. If this message really spoke to your heart, don't leave today without making it right with God. Okay? God gave me this word for a reason. So don't leave. If you know, you need to make a step today. Okay? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for your Spirit in this place. We thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Lord, there will be no hindrances here for us to proceed further in you, God. We thank you for your power in our lives, O God. Holy Spirit, minister to us today in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to be the doer you want us to be, Lord. The doer of the will of the Father, because it's that person who's going to be there in the end. Hallelujah. It's that person who's going to heaven. Hallelujah. So God, I ask for your blessing on every life here represented. Every single one of us, God. Your blessing of favor. Your blessing of strength and power, Lord. Your blessing of the Holy Spirit being active in our lives, God. Do a work in our hearts and in our minds today, Lord. Touch each one. And Lord, if there's some who need to come up, Lord, let them, Lord, not be ashamed, but let them be bold in coming up and saying, yes, Lord, help me to be better. Help me to be stronger. Help me to be what you call to me to be. In Jesus' precious name, Lord, we ask this today. Bless and have your way, God. Make us what you want us to be, Lord. for the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen and amen. God bless you. It's good to see you all. Greet somebody. Again, if you want some prayer, please come on up and we'll pray with you. Have a great Sunday.